With the world watching, the Apollo 8 astronauts became the first humans to orbit another world.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
On Christmas Eve 1968, Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders held a live broadcast from lunar orbit, during which they showed pictures of Earth and the Moon as seen from their spacecraft. The iconic Earthrise image, snapped by Anders, would give humankind a new perspective of our home planet. The astronauts got where they were that Christmas Eve because of a bold call by NASA. Delays with the lunar module were threatening to slow down the Apollo program, and the clock was ticking on President Kennedy's challenge to land on the moon by the end of the decade. So NASA sent the Apollo 8 crew to the moon without a lunar module, on the first manned flight of the massive Saturn V rocket. After circling the moon 10 times on Christmas Eve, it was time to come home. On Christmas morning, Mission Control waited anxiously for word that the engine burn to leave orbit had worked. They soon got confirmation when Jim Lovell radioed, "Roger, please be informed there is a Santa Claus." For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.